human-animal separation, human supremacy over nature and animals, authority, and so on. So, anarchism can also be ideological, and sometimes it is both ideological and abstract, because it does not deal only with ideology, but also with ideals. So far, a short extract of Jesus Sepulveda's The Garden.
Essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left.
Tot de volgende keer in het kwartiertje Anarchie, Burgerwaanzin, 3:15 tot 3:00.
Siegessicher glaubt zu sein, wenn sie die Masse berauschen, die sehen uns auch. Menschen, die Maschinen, ohne Wille und Kraft, die Augen verbunden, die Ohren taub, das Herz zerrissen. Die Tat programmiert.
Mama, 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 M Fox Radio is a completely independent station broadcasting from below sea level. Like what you hear? You can help us keep going by heading to the Support Us button on our website. Echo Box Radio. Support the box.
Hello, everybody. This is Echo Box Radio. Blueprints for a Blackout. This is Arnold de Boer sitting in for Arnold de Boer, moet ik zeggen, sitting in for Andy Moore. He's in Canada. Maybe he's listening. Anyway, nice that you are listening. You've just been listening to a piece called Elegy, Klaagzang in Dutch. The first part. Played by Anja Lechner, and the piece is written by Valentin Silvestrov. He is an Ukrainian composer, and he composed this beautiful piece, actually living in Kiev until February 24, and now he fled to Berlin, and he's now living in Berlin, and I think many of us have their minds big parts of the day. It in the Ukraine, I think somehow. I want to take you there and also a bit around the Black Sea from there. But let's first go. Let's first go to Kiev, 1989, and. There was a band playing, band you might know, Sonic Youth, and there is a live recording from that concert, 1989, Kiev, Sonic Youth playing live, and they put it on their Bandcamp, and you can download it and buy it, and all the money is in support of Ukraine, humanitarian help, and anyway, here's The Sprawl by Sonic Youth. We'll be right back. And that's how the album ends. It's actually the end of the album Sonic Youth Live in Kiev in 1989. Imagine that. And so get that album on their Bandcamp and support Ukraine. The people there, humanitarian help. I'm going to jump over the Black Sea and to Armenia. And I'll talk about it more after two songs. You're going to listen to Gurdjieff and Komitas. And here we go. Keiko Chichio from Japan, an amazing piano player living here in Amsterdam. The last song you heard was her playing the music of Komitas. The song is called Marali and it's part of the Six Dances. Komitas, living in the beginning of the last century, around 1915, he was living in Budapest, but then He was living in Istanbul. Being a composer, he's like an Alan Lomax avant la lettre. He was collecting all the music from the area, Turkey, the Kurdish music, Armenian music, Iraqi, Syrian music, and putting it, like writing it out on paper, all the folk music. And he studied in Paris more modern composing, Western European composing, and in this way he was actually making his own versions, ways, and stories out of the folk music that he so kind of inherited. Living in Istanbul in 1915, of course, the genocide on the Armenian people in Turkey, it was super heavy, and actually, the American ambassador in Turkey managed to get him free, and then he moved to Paris, but he never wrote any music after. He was really heavily, disturbed and, traumatized by what happened to him and the Armenian people, of course. Before that song, you heard the Said song. I guess Said means master, like religious master somehow. From George Gurdjieff, also Armenian, and he is a philosopher and a composer. He was a philosopher and a composer. He worked a lot with Thomas de Hartmann. And the song that you heard, the piano playing, was by Thomas de Hartmann. And the song was from the album The Music of Gurdjieff and de Hartmann. Okay, from Armenia, we move a little bit north. And then, especially for Andy, I want to play this song. We're going to Georgia. But it's not, it's in another language. Let's listen first. La mattina mi sono svegliato. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. La mattina mi sono svegliato e ho trovato l'invasor. Una mattina mi sono svegliato. Portami via, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 partigiano, portami via, che mi sento di morire. Oh partigiano, portami via, che mi sento di morire. Ciao, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, 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 se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire. E se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire. E seppellire la sua montagna. Oh, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, 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 seppellire. Sui montagna sotto l'ombra di un bel fiore, e seppellire la sui montagna sotto l'ombra di un bel fiore, e seppellire la sui montagna sotto l'ombra di un bel fiore. Bella ciao, bella ciao. A song, of course, you might know. I actually know the song from Dogface Hermans. I heard it, the first time I heard it was, the band that Andy Moore was part of, fantastic band, Dogface Hermans, and they played a version of this song, a resistance song against fascism from Italy, of course. But also what you just heard is a trio Mandili from Georgia, and three singers, and one of them plays the panduri, a string instrument from Georgia, and they also make great other songs. I advise you to just look it up. Especially for this partisan fight against fascism that we need all over the world these days, Bella Ciao. And then I'm gonna move a bit away from the Black Sea, just because I don't want to be dogmatic. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a bagpipe orchestra together with a choir from Bulgaria, from the album To Drive Away the Vampires. And that's and that album is released on the amazing label Canary Records. It's Drive Away the Vampires is the name of the album. Folk music from the 30s up to the 80s from the 20th century, Bulgaria. And the song was called Subrali Sa. And before that, you were listening to some music not so close of the Black Sea, but I still wanted to play it because I think it's amazing. It's also something that is released on the Canary Records label. It was the Abim des Wasso, one of the parts, actually the third part in the Quartet pour la fin de temps, the quartet for the end of time, by Olivier Messiaen, amazing composer from the 20th century. Abim des Wasso, if my French is, or part of my French, I should say. Anyway, Abim, I think it means abyss. It means abyss of the birds, where the clarinet is playing bird melodies. Olivier Messiaen was famous for going into the forest, recording the birds, writing out melodies, and using these scores in his own compositions. And I think here the abyss is like, it stands for time and sadness, and then the birds are opposite of time. There's the lightness of the birds, the desire for the stars, and this piece was written in a German concentration camp. Olivier Messiaen was in 1941 captivated in a concentration camp in Germany in World War II, and there he wrote this music. And actually, the other people who were there also prisoners performed this piece in the concentration camp. That was the first performance, and what you just heard was the first recording of this piece from 1956, recorded in the Schola Cantorum in Paris. And so actually that recording is out on Canary Records, and I think it's beautiful and amazing and heavy and beautiful. And anyway, yeah, I thought it was somehow appropriate also to include it. Let's stick to Canary Records and go back to Armenia, because there's another song from an album called Apricot Tree, Soviet Armenian Music. And there's this wonderful song that I want to play for you. Let me see how does this work here. Andy? Wait. I think I can do it. Let's go. Thank you. Tiran Tsar. That's the title of the song, and it means apricot tree, and apricot tree is also the title of the album. Soviet Armenian music from 78 RPM discs, and it's out on Canary Records. This was performed by A.K. Gabrielian and A.P. Dolukharyan. I hope I pronounce it right. Armenia. Let's go to Azerbaijan. I hope one day, maybe one day soon, these two countries will live in peace like many other countries. But anyway, I thought this one would be nice to play in back-to-back. Well, not back-to-back, but anyway, here we go. That's from Azerbaijan. Vagzalia is the song, and it's a song by Termiyuf Damirov, and it's from the album The Secret Museum of Mankind and the Central Asia part compilation. It's really an amazing double LP, and if you have a chance, go and get it. If you can find it, I hope they're still in press somehow. Anyway, I want to go to Kurdistan and to Brother Muziki. There was of course, a link for me to play Olivier Messiaen because you might have heard the radio show we did 2 weeks ago. to celebrate 30 years of Oki. Oki is the independent art and music venue in the south of Amsterdam on the Amstelveenseweg, and celebrating 30 years of independent music and art. And a part of the celebration was actually in the Willem de Zwijger Kerk, and there we started the celebration, of course, with coffee and cake, like it has to be on a birthday, but also with 30 minutes of the music of Olivier Messiaen on the church organ, and it was great. And there was a lot of other music, and we had borscht, the Ukrainian beetroot soup made by Mila and her colleague who lives here in Amsterdam, who is from Ukraine, and it was fantastic. And anyway, Brother Muziki, he is a refugee from Turkey, a Kurdish refugee. Long time ago, he in the end of the 80s, he came to the Netherlands. He lives in Arnhem, and he somehow got in touch with DX, and they made a great 7-inch. And anyway, also like a couple of years ago, Terry X released on his label Terp Records a wonderful album by Brother, and I found this great recording of him sitting in his in his house, playing just amazing song that I want to share with you. It's called Evdal Djenike, and I think that's the name of an historic great musician. So this must be his music played by Brother Muziki. Here we go. Let me see. Yes.
Thank you. That's Brother, Brother Muziki. Amazing. He was also...
I'm here. That's Brother Muziki. He was also performing in the Willem de Zwijgerkerk for celebrating 30 years of hockey, and it sounded amazing. Brother, he lives in Arnhem. So if you're somewhere near, there's an easy chance. If he's not playing somewhere in the north of Iraq or somewhere else in Kurdistan, because he's like amazingly popular over there. But he's also in the Netherlands, and we were happy to have him for the Oki. Okay, let's go to Romania. Hora din caval. Hooray for the horse. Of in Dutch, hoera voor het paard. I like it.